52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The UN estimates that almost 7 million people have been displaced in Syria by the big earthquake this week, and reports that hundreds of people are still under debris. The death toll so far in both Syria and Turkey is at more than 5,000. The U.S. is sending two search and rescue teams to the region to help. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight as Republicans still insist they will not raise the debt ceiling without budget cuts. ABC's Faith Abube is on Capitol Hill.
After meeting with President Biden last week, McCarthy said that he believes that the two of them can find some common ground. In the meantime, though, tonight, the official Republican response to the State of the Union address will come from Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
House Republicans are holding congressional hearings today on the suspected spy balloon. Boeing says it plans to cut 2,000 jobs, mostly in finance and H&R. The company is one of Washington State's largest employers. This is ABC News. Testimony resumes in the trial of South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh, accused of killing his wife and son. Prosecutors have gotten permission from the judge to bring up allegations of financial crimes against Murdaugh. Another strike in France over proposals to change the pension age.
This week's new nationwide strikes shutting down public transportation and schools. They're also diminishing electricity, oil, and gas supplies. This is the third round of strikes meant to protest the government's proposed plan to change pensions, raising the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. French President Emmanuel Macron insists he will be moving ahead with his plan. Last week, an estimated 1.27 million people took to the streets, and additional protests are planned. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
And Google is testing its own chatbot. After the success of ChatGPT, which has been asked to do everything from write computer code to come up with fan fiction, Google is introducing its own called Bard. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
People do some.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin National Guard needs recruits. The Guard tried to recruit 950 new soldiers last year, but they only got 577. It's the second year in a row for low recruitment. Guard leaders in Wisconsin say the pandemic has hurt its recruitment efforts. Also, the Guard says a lot of potential recruits aren't physically fit enough to join. Milwaukee's former health commissioner is Governor Evers' choice to be Wisconsin's next Health and Human Services Secretary. Kirsten Johnson quit her job in January after 2 years with the city. Johnson took over Milwaukee's pandemic response, including city-run testing sites and mask mandates and advisories. The next step for Johnson and Madison is a Senate confirmation vote. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night. Marquette plays UConn tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding,
whoa,
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run.
Or trying to slide that color TV on the line, Connor. And you make my job hard. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And let's talk about money. Reverend Eugene Carson, all the way from what part of New York you from, man?
I'm from Queens. Good morning, though.
Queens. Mm-hmm. How you doing there, bro?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking forward to our conversation. You know.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me back, and thank you to your listeners for reaching out and contacting us and getting the help and letting us know, you know, what they were dealing with. So it's been a blessing both ways.
Well, I want to talk about why I don't have no money. let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, as much money as you make, that might have to be a federal investigation.
You know, the last time you and I had a discussion, I want to get back to you saying that you can contact your credit card companies and mm-hmm. ask for a cut in the rate mm-hmm. on your
interest rate.
Mm-hmm. So where do we begin? I'll just let you take mm-hmm. us down the path.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, Earl. Everyone, if you look at your credit card, probably on the back of it, there's a telephone number, and you simply call that number, and you get the representative, and you go through the identification prompts and steps to verify that it's you. And when you finally get a person, you know, you let them know why you're calling, and you want to request a reduction in your interest rate. and they'll actually hold on and do a little review and their calculations, and they'll let you know. Is it a guarantee? It's not a guarantee. You will get a lower rate. Is it a guarantee that you won't get it if you don't ask for it? 100%. So closed mouth doesn't get fed, and with interest rates as astronomical as they are, this one phone call literally means a difference. Depending on your balance, can be the difference between hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands of dollars, saving even thousands of dollars over the term of the life of the debt agreement.
Several weeks ago, last time we had you on, I still remember like yesterday, you saying, your credit card, my credit card companies keep offering me more and more credit. And I'm hesitant to say, yeah, give me more. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. But then I remember you saying, take it because your credit to debt ratio is impacted and affected by how much credit you actually have.
I was listening. Yes, sir. And yes, I appreciate the listening. Because you're the voice for the people, until you take calls or the way they acknowledge your credibility by listening to your show, it's good that you absorb the information, so that if they call you or just to show his leadership, that's a good thing. So, kudos to you. But I would like to, underscore and caution, if you recall, what we said was,
don't spend it.
That's right. Don't use it. Yeah. And that goes back to the adage of to thy own self be true. If you have already, the person, you want to answer it this way, who should make that call? Who should request a credit line increase? Well, the answer to that question is the individual who is not already using more than 50% of their credit line, available credit in the first place, that's the person that should ask for the credit line increase. If you're using more than 30, 40, 50% of your available credit right now, you should not ask for an increase because the truth of the matter is you will probably only use it to your demise and run up the bill high, use the credit, and that's going to make your situation worse. It's going to make you more stressed out, and it's going to actually lower your credit score. So I just want to clarify that in terms of who should make that, who that applies to, and who would benefit from something like that.
Let me ask you, Brother Eugene, because my ignorance to a lot of this, and I don't feel ashamed by saying I'm ignorant to a lot of those things, is so when the credit card rates that I have and had when the interest rates were zero and they were very low, and if I purchased things while the interest rates were very low and I didn't pay that off, with this increase in the interest rates, does that then go to things I've already purchased?
It does, because it goes to your balance. That's a nice, beautiful, golden corporate trap. They know 90% or 99% of the people are not going to take advantage of that 0% interest rate. If you look at the fine print, the 0% interest rate is two things. One, it's for a specified amount of time, 6 months, 9 months, a year. And it also has add-on additions to it, that if you, for example, if you miss a payment or if you pay late, that interest rate skyrockets right away. It forfeits that 0% interest rate. And the last thing with the 0% is usually nowadays attributed to getting you to consolidate debt, getting you to take a balance from a card where you're paying a higher percent and now put it with this 0% transfer, a balance transfer. And now you have a situation with, again, the personal discipline to thy own self be true. If you take advantage of that offer and you're able to pay off that debt in that amount of time, then it's a win-win. But if not, to your point, after that romance period is over, that newlywed period is over with the time on that 0%, then it shoots right up. And when it shoots up, guess what? Now you have a higher balance, and you simply have it now with that one institution as opposed to spread out. Now you have that higher balance with them, and if they have not raised your credit limit, what are you going to do? You're going to now use that card, the first card that you took the money off of. Now you're going to run that bill back up, and now you got, now you're in a worse position than you were when you started.
So, I mean, you're not getting something for nothing is the easiest way to say that, right?
You're not getting something for nothing. You're getting, unless you are frugal enough, and right. I want to say to all your listeners, happy, happy frugal February. Unless you're frugal and disciplined enough to recognize what it is and how to use it to your advantage. And many people are not when they're navigating those waters because they're moving stuff around because they have to, because they've overspent. They've overspent. And, you know, that's the point, you know, being that we're in February, that people need to, they can lock in on one thing. This applies to everybody, all races, all economic groups. Right. Usually 9 times out of 10, the more money that we make, the more money we spend. The more we make, the more we spend, whether it's on the new golf clubs, whether it's on the bigger house, the bigger car, going to the to Macy's, whatever it is, we find a way psychologically to justify that we deserve it. And that's always the caveat. We deserve it. I got this bonus. I got this tax return. I got this raise. I deserve it. Let me go and enjoy myself. And that is the recipe for disaster, to make more and spend more. It's not about what you make. It's about what you save.
So how does one get out of what it is, this picture that you've painted that a lot of us are engaged in, did not plan to get involved in it,
right,
but we're in it now, and
how do you escape it? Yeah, that's a good point. That's what a good friend of mine, that's what he used to say, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's an excellent point, and that is where, you know, all of us are. You escape it. The adage just says, if you find yourself in a ditch, stop digging. You find yourself in a ditch, stop digging. You know, throw the shovel away. Get rid of the shovel, number one. Meaning that don't make that, you know, stop the hemorrhaging, stop the bleeding. You know, don't make matters worse. And this is, again, you know, we're coming out of January with the New Year's resolutions. And if you remember when we were on, we said that it would be good to stop looking at it like a resolution, because a resolution is over in less than 2 weeks. People have forgotten and moved on. But a New Year's revolution, to revolve, to change, to just disrupt your whole financial paradigm shift. And now being in frugal February, this would be a good time to begin to look at your finances seriously and honestly. And to pick, the easiest way to answer your question is to pick one thing. Pick one area, whether it's dining, shopping, entertainment. Pick one area this month where you're going to cut back on spending. Try to decrease your debt little by little. And it's a process. As you mentioned, no one starts out intending to get into this hole, and it never comes overnight. And the same thing is in the converse. You don't get out of this overnight. It takes time.
So
you have to stay the course.
So, got to go to a break. My guest is Eugene Carson. Let's talk about money. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
In your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
With the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court at stake, it's more important than ever to cast your ballot for Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
Judge Janet is a former Milwaukee County prosecutor and now circuit court judge who's been a lifelong advocate for victims of crime.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz believes in women's freedom to make our own decisions when it comes to abortion.
And she believes in protecting our communities.
And investing in public safety.
Judge Janet believes in fair elections and protecting our right to vote.
But the Trump-connected MAGA extremists running for Supreme Court want abortion banned in Wisconsin, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
And they could take away our voting rights.
The decisions the Wisconsin Supreme Court make affect us all.
And our future.
So if you want a fair, impartial justice that cares about us and protecting our rights,
protecting our freedoms,
and protecting our neighborhoods,
vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
JanetForJustice.com.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 37.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Eugene Carson, and let's talk about money. Reverend, we must at some point in time. This is so important a discussion because, you know, if you haven't gone to college, where do you find out about this? If your parents don't know, how do you find out? You learn the hard way. And that's why the discussion in you is so critically important, that people in a capitalistic society, its goal, unfortunately, in many instances, is to separate you from your money, right? I mean, and so you talk about small print. You know, I remember believing that our government wouldn't allow anybody to take advantage of the citizens. But as I got older, I realized that's not how it works.
No, not at all, not at all. And
we can't read. And most of us, when we go and buy a house, we go buy a car. Those major purchases, we really don't understand any of what it is that's happening, other than somebody's going to be lending us some money, and we're excited about that. And we don't know in the end what we've actually done. I remember one time, the first time I bought a house, I signed a contract for a balloon payment because I wasn't, nobody else would finance me a house. I didn't know what was going on. I made enough money, but, you know, it was at a time when, you know, there certainly was a lot of discriminatory practices going on. And I wound up signing a contract that after a year, I think it was, there was a balloon, 2 years, there was a balloon payment that I had to pay off the entire mortgage after 2 years. I was in panic.
Yeah, wow.
No, I'm just saying, we have to know these things.
Yeah, it's critical. You know, that's what we, you know, we've kind of labeled it economic self-defense, because you really have to protect yourself. You know, the powers that be, you know, and what, you know, what have you, they, the cards, are, you know, it's obviously clearly stacked, you know, in favor of the corporations. Let's just be real about it.
Right.
You know, so there's a need to have a parachute. When you look at, you know, how urgent this is, and, you know, to your point, well, what do you find out about this? You know, that's, again, where I want to thank you for being brave enough and visionary enough to raise a topic like this on the airwaves. This is how, this is the best way you can do it, is to have a topic like this on the show where people can listen in the confines and comfort of their own space. They can receive without exposing themselves and being vulnerable, and they can process it, absorb it, they can call in, they can act on it, but they're in a safe, comfortable space where they can all, you know, process it and just, you know, let it marinate a little bit, if you will, and then put it into action. The saddest thing would be to have a program like this and to not be the better for it, to not use, you know, the information that comes from it, because the situation is bleak and it's looking worse. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. You know, we say, you know, in church, I'm not trying to scare you, we're trying to prepare you. We're not trying to scare you, we're trying to prepare you. When you look at Social Security, for example, it's estimated, and this is conservatively, that in 2035, it's not going to be sustainable. But 2035 is only 12 years from now. 12 years. So anyone younger than 53 years old, you cannot count on Social Security being able to supplement your retirement income, because there's a good possibility it won't be there. And anyone who's already collecting Social Security, if you're expected to live more than 12 years from now, there's a good possibility you may have to go, you know, be a grocery carrier in Walmart if all you have is your Social Security. So it's a situation that does not look good. It could be, you know, attributed to leadership. I like the promos I hear on the commercials with your show that are really advocating people to recognize the urgency to vote, to recognize the right to vote. But it's also more important to vote for the right people, because this all comes down to, you talk about, you know, the government letting people be in this predicament. The right people make the right decisions. You know, unscrupulous people take deals and look out for themselves and lead the masses to fend for themselves. And that's really, you know, where we are, the crossroads of where we are right now financially.
You know, Eugene, we are headed, depending on who it is you talk to, it clearly looks like, even though they're trying to hold off recession, we've got a Federal Reserve that's been trying to bring on recession to get the interest rates back in line, inflation rates back in line. And so it's setting up a horrible, horrible time for people who can least afford it. And so credit, it, you know, is the one saving grace for people who are struggling. And so they use their credit because it buys them time, but it's not really buying them time, is it?
Well, I hear the music,
hold the thought, Eugene. 844-967-2789 is the number. Listen, this is, I think I just love this segment of the show. You know, let's talk about money with Eugene Carson.
Absolutely.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The UN estimates that almost 7 million people have been displaced in Syria by the big earthquake this week, and reports that hundreds of people are still under debris. The death toll so far in both Syria and Turkey is at more than 5,000. The U.S. is sending two search and rescue teams to the region to help. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight as Republicans still insist they will not raise the debt ceiling without budget cuts. ABC's Faith Abube is on Capitol Hill.
After meeting with President Biden last week, McCarthy said that he believes that the two of them can find some common ground. In the meantime, though, tonight, the official Republican response to the State of the Union address will come from Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
House Republicans are holding congressional hearings today on the suspected spy balloon. Boeing says it plans to cut 2,000 jobs, mostly in finance and H&R. The company is one of Washington State's largest employers. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. What a busy time this has been for Republicans to lay out their vision, their priorities, and plans. In Tennessee, that includes a bill with a 6-year prison term for performing in multiple drag shows. In Florida, during Black History Month, they're making progress in banning the ability to teach freely about Black history. They're also banning books. In Arkansas, they're banning words. In Missouri, they're banning women in the legislature from having bare shoulders. And in Wisconsin, they blocked a ban on child torture known as conversion therapy. Across the 50 states, more than 200 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced. And the debt ceiling debate threatens to wreck the economic recovery, but Republicans won't say what they would cut. What's missing? Anything about your economic situation, the thing they said over and over last year, would be their focus. It was never going to be. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Eugene Carson, and let's talk about money. You know, You know, Eugene, so again, where do we begin, man? You know, we're in this, we're caught up in it. You know, we certainly can stop or, you know, maybe slow down on our credit card spending. But again, we're going to be going into what it looks like is going to, at some point in time, be recession. And people are going to be laid off, and people are going to fall behind because their credit cards are going to be what they're going to have to use to try to survive. Well, what do you do when you're in that situation, man?
Well, see, with the credit cards, when they begin to, when you get to the point, and that's like when the meter, and when the needle's off the meter, when you have to begin to use your credit cards to survive, that's all well and good until the bill comes in for the credit card.
Right.
And you can't even make the minimum payment. Then what happens is everything happens. Your credit report suffers, your interest rate goes up, and you know, and your available credit gets frozen. You don't have a source. The well is dry. So right. Now you have this bill, and you have an even worse situation because before you had the need to go to the credit card company to survive. Well, now the credit card source is used up. So now where do you go? You know, it's a very bleak, ugly picture. And we recommend, that's why there's a need to have a parachute. You have to have a parachute. And a parachute is your savings. You have to begin, the urgency and the impetus is there because you want to get to the point where you reduce your debt and begin to develop an emergency fund. Many people in the United States are only one paycheck away from total bankruptcy. If they had a disaster, they had a $1,000 unexpected expense, it would wipe them out.
Yeah, you know,
$500 saved.
We keep hearing that, and you mm-hmm. believe that.
Well,
I keep hearing that.
Numbers,
I mean, it's everywhere.
A sad reality. Yeah, it's a sad reality. But the only reason it's hard to believe, Earl, I believe, is because people don't talk about money.
Right.
That's why we're having this conversation. You know, it's the numbers don't lie, but the reality of it is you would be surprised. There's a book, the Millionaire Next Door, and now they have the Next Millionaire Next Door. Well, at the same time, there's the financially disrupt person next door as well, living right next to us. And because we don't talk about it, and because it's such a hurt and painful and likely so painful situation, you know, people continue to suffer in silence. And that's why, again, it's very important and so commendable to you to have a program like this on the air.
You know,
so people can begin to at least to feel better about themselves and to begin to dig their way out and eventually get on solid ground.
So is bankruptcy the answer?
Bankruptcy is not the answer. It's a temporary answer. Some debts are not excluded from bankruptcy. Student loans are not excluded from bankruptcy. And if you have assets, the assets are on the table can be used to pay off your debt. So it may be, it's a situation specific type of thing, but it's not an end all cure all, not whatsoever.
So if I'm hearing you right, there is no quick fix.
There's no quick fix. Let's say that again. You know, that's worth repeating. Anyone you know who's looking for it, that's the people that play lotto. And gamble, you know, there is no quick fix. It's fool's gold. You know, you have to look at this thing strategically. You have to confront it, like you confront any other attack on your family or your finances. And again, that's the economic self-defense. You have to fight back. You know, your money becomes your mace and your cash becomes your keys. I mean, you use anything, you have to get desperate. And you have to begin to fight back and chip away at this. But there's no fast fix, no. There's no quick fix. One, if I can,
yes.
There's two debt reduction methods that are highly recommended to reduce debt. There's one that I like more than the other because of the speed and what it does even psychologically. And the two are the debt stacking or debt avalanche method of reducing debt. That's debt stacking or debt avalanche. And the other one, which I favor, is debt snowballing, the debt snowballing technique. The debt snowballing technique says if you have your credit cards and your bills, for example, you start off paying off any extra money you can muster up. You pay off the lowest bill first. The lowest bill is, you know, $300. You continue. It's important for people to understand this. You continue to make your payments as usual, even if it was just a minimum. You continue to make those payments, but any extra that you can put together, you put that on the lowest. You add that on to reducing your lowest debt. Once that debt is completely paid off, you then take that money, the minimum you were making, and any extra. You only really have to muster up the extra if you can fit that in your budget once. Once you get that built in, even if it's $25, if you manage to say, well, I can cut back on eating out, I can, you know, prepare my lunch at home and bring it with me, wherever you can find that extra money, once you find it, you only have to look for it one time, because with the debt snowballing, after you've paid off, in this example, after you paid off the $300, you then take that extra $20 to $25, put that with the minimum you were paying on the $300. Now both of those amounts go to the next highest, the next debt, which is now your lowest debt. It goes to the next one. And you begin to build this snowball effect, and psychologically it does wonders to a person's self-esteem. They begin to see that where it looked like there was no hope and no end at light at the end of the tunnel, they begin to see, wait a minute, we can do this. We can chip away and get out of this debt, the same debt that we didn't get into overnight. We can now begin to see our way out. And it does such a wonderful improvement with self-esteem and just marriages, you know, begin to heal. Relationships begin to, come back, and it just it's amazing, you know, what it does. So that's the debt snowballing technique. It's not a secret. Anyone can look it up online, you know, but that's how it works. That's what I would recommend.
But that sounds plausible. You know what I mean? I mean, that makes sense, you know, because
if you use it.
Yeah, because if you're continuing to just, you know, pay the minimum on all of these things, you know, even the lowest of your debt, I mean, that can go on forever.
Yeah, that goes on for years. That's what they're hoping you do. You know, just making the minimum. The minimum payment, you know, you talk about just, you know, the powers that be. That was a decision that was made by the banking industry, the credit card associations, to bring the minimum down to an amount that seemed so plausible and so attractive that it would give a false sense of hope that people would say, oh, I can charge this $1,000 because I only have to pay $25 a month. We all have $25 a month, so I can pay it. But the end game, you know, was that if you only make that minimum payment, you will be paying that $1,000 off. It'll take you years, and that $1,000 will become more like $3,000 with the compound interest, and the interest rates rising, APR, the annual percentage rate rising. That $1,000 will easily turn into $3,000 or more.
You know, Eugene, it's, you know, people become stressed out. You see why people become stressed out, because they don't see an out.
They don't see an out. I mean, desperation, yeah. And the sad thing, I mean, you see it in road rage. You see it in the driving. You see it in people's attitudes, you know, out in the in public. But you really see it, what hurts me, what's personal, is you see it in marriages, and you see it in homes, and you see it with parent and child relationships. You know, the core nucleus of society and families, it does devastating effect on families. Family relationships are shattered.
You know, Brother Eugene, I can see when you're dealing with all of those other things that we're talking about, just the credit cards that you get that you really don't need, that they offer to young people. It's not accidental that when you turn 18 years old, the credit card companies offer you credit. Whether you have a job or, you know, or not, they want to make sure they get you hooked.
They get you hooked.
Almost like drugs, right?
Yeah. In a real sense, that's really, you know, what it the way it plays out. There was a sad story, speaking to that point, Brother Earl, was there was a young student who he got to graduation. You know, he did his 4 years. He got to graduation, and he was he was planning to be a doctor. And his last semester, he found out he was not accepted to the medical school he had applied to, and that was the school that he really thought he was going to get in. That was the best chance he had. So once he found out that he was not going to get into that medical school, and he realized, unknowing to his parents, that he had over $100,000 in credit card debt with wow. no job, as you mentioned, the young man took his life.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand when you add student loans to hold that other Absolutely. Credit. I mean, mm-hmm. I can see where people don't see a way out. I can see where people maybe then turn to drugs, right? I mean, something for comfort because they don't see a way out.
Yeah, that's something for comfort. Yeah, that's it there. Yeah. And that's what we, you know, again, that's where, you know, where this show comes in, you know, stuff we're trying to do with financial, with Flip, with the Financial Literacy Improvement Program. It's always best if you can avoid the trap. But once you get into the trap, you know, like we said, you got to dig your way out. Stop digging, number one. Don't make it worse. And see it for what it is.
So, Eugene,
see it as an attack.
Mm-hmm. When should they start educating children? What's a good age? Because this actually should be taught in school. It should be taught when we're talking about math. At the same time you're teaching math, financial literacy should be married to that, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. I would venture to say, if there are any pregnant women listening right now, take a minute and rub your stomach, rub the baby, and let the baby listen to this right now. I would say this is so dire, it needs to start in the womb.
Right.
Children learn and listen and hear and feel. Not so much, this has been proven. I'm not just being facetious.
Oh, no question.
This has been proven that children in the womb, the chemical reaction, the state of mind, the mental state of the mother, the balance, the hormones, the stress, that gets transferred to the baby.
Yes.
All goes to the child. So it is not a stretch to say that this needs to start even in the womb, and if not, as early thereafter. And the other thing I would add is that we are too dependent on expecting it to start by an institution when the institution that needs to start in is the family. That is the institution that needs to begin these conversations, but you can't teach what you don't know. So that's why it behooves those who have been blessed to have a family, whether it's a blended family, whether it's a single parent family, whatever the configuration is, if there are those of you that you have a combined and a financial interest that's related, it behooves you not to increase your financial literacy because of the collective effect.
You know, this subject is.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 37.
Push our button and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Eugene Carson, and let's talk about money. So Eugene, we covered a lot of different things, man. Where do you want to go from here? Where should we marshal our forces? What do you want to say? What's the marching orders?
Sure. And I'd love to take if any callers want to just call in and share, because what we need to do is expand the conversation. I believe wholeheartedly that the first step is to, as we package this approach, is let's talk about money. The takeaway is to begin to don't hide it, don't deny it, don't suppress it, don't ignore it, and seek the comfort other places. Your collective circle, that's the let's. Your family, your coworkers, your friends, anyone you trust and who has a like mind, let's talk about money. Talk about it, look at it accurately, honestly, for what it is.
People get embarrassed by that.
Yeah, well, there are so many people in the same situation, if the truth
right.
be told.
Right.
That you could easily find someone who's in the same situation
right.
and of like mind. And then I would caution you to not be foolish and to, share, personal information with someone who hasn't earned your trust. But in a trusting, healthy relationship, the accountability and the encouragement and support has been proven to be a key factor in helping people stick with whether, and you've mentioned, and you made the parallel to drugs and alcohol, and the 12-step AA programs, the biggest helping factor is the fact that people are not doing it alone.
Right.
They have a support group. They have the support group. The value of the support group is priceless in their recovery. And I would say the same thing applies with this monstrosity, is to begin to talk about it and to look at it honestly for what it is, and keep in mind that there is a way out. You can dig yourself out of this with some financial literacy. The better, a friend of mine says, when you know better, you do better. And I think that's the takeaway. When you know better, you do better. So let's begin to make it a point to know better.
And this is, again, step by step. It's step by step. You talked about, last 2 weeks ago, you talked about making the resolutions. Well, it's kind of resolutions here too, right?
Yeah. Well, see, what we mentioned before when we talked about that, we said we need to stay away from resolutions.
Okay.
Because of the connotation, and we need to be looking at a revolution.
Revolution.
A revolution of the mind, a financial economic revolution of the mind and the mentality and the pattern of behavior. The definition of insanity, as you know, is to do the same thing over and over again, but to somehow expect a different result. And I think that's where, you know, we are now with this insanity of hoping it will get better instead of learning and then implementing those behavioral changes to make it get better. And I can't think of anyone in their right mind that enjoys going, not being able to sleep at night or having more debt than income. And, having fights with their spouse. I don't know anyone in their right mind that enjoys that. So the need to talk about it and to educate oneself is where the revolutionary aspect of it comes from. But you have to revolt against yourself. To put it honestly, quite frankly, you have to begin to check yourself, check your emotions, check your ego, check your self-esteem, and put that on the shelf somewhere while you, dig yourself out of this hole that you've made.
You know, a lot of it, and these impulsive buying things are really akin to addiction.
You
you've got the cards, and, you know, right after the holidays, there's 50, 60, 70% off. Whether you need it or not, you've grown accustomed to, hey, and then you go pile it up in your closet, and before you know it, the thing gets out of control.
Yeah. And that's the thing right there. Again, no one starts out intending to be in debt. It does get out of control, and that's why, even with the name, the snowball debt reduction method is beautiful, because that's the same way the debt begins to accumulate. It snowballs and gets out of control.
So what would you say, Brother Eugene? I'm a listener, and I don't know what to do, where to turn. What would you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can give out an email address now, because we're fine-tuning the program to make it virtual. The email they can reach us with any questions that they want to share, their story, is wealthbuilder316@gmail.com. Wealthbuilder, all one word, no spaces, the number 3, the number 1, the number 6 at Gmail. And I just want to say to your listeners that have contacted us, we hope the information was helpful.
Well, just feel
free to reach out to us. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, man, we're up against the clock, man, and I just we're gonna bring Jackie on quickly. Just bring her on, Connor. Let's see. Can just bring her on. Okay, so Jackie, quickly, you have a question or comment?
Yeah.
Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah. Quickly, you have a question or comment?
Oh. Yeah, about the credit card debt?
Yes.
I'm curious why they keep raising the interest rates, because we are in a lot of credit card debt, and when they do that, you get closer to your limit really quickly. And we are making large payments. I don't know how they're going to raise them again, and talking about a recession, I don't know how to get out of it.
It's unfortunate, Jackie, that we're out of time. Eugene, what's the number she can reach you? Eugene, what's the number she can reach you?
Yeah, she can shoot us an email. Am I still on?
Yeah.
At Wealthbuilder, Jackie, at Wealthbuilder316. Shoot us an email. But to answer your question, make that call. Call the credit card company, Jackie. If you haven't already, call them and simply point out what you shared with us. You're making larger than minimum payments, and you have a concern with the interest rate, and you want to see if they can reduce it for you as a courtesy. If you've been with them about a notable amount of time and you're in good standing, they should do it for you. If not, you can let them know that you can transfer your balance to one of the offers that Earl mentioned. Any of those are lower percent introductory.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.